Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Is it recording?
Yeah.
No, I'm blessed.
We'll just cut it out.
Well, because, hey, this will get out something.
You know what it is? You know, you're like, woo, jokes, innit? Just fucking with you. I was just fucking with you, right? Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, innit? I know you're listening, babes. I love you. I love you.
You are now locked in to the Free Shots of Tequila podcast each and every Friday with Marvin Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taste of Fucking Black.
One chick I took a picture with her brothers, she messaged me, don't we look like a couple? I didn't even reply to that. I was like, no, we fucking don't.
Thingy's one's all right, though, the reply, though.
Who's Tory?
Mm. Bro, he went on.
I ain't even
on.
None of them.
Nah, Tory's come true still.
The first one or the second one?
The second one. The thing about Tory, the thing about the people on Tory can write anyway. Like, these men have got time. Tory's one of them people, he's got time in it.
Men just can write off the
dome. So when you can write off the dome, like, it's going to be long for man. And the thing is, Tory's got more success. So you can, like, the skill thing's cool. But I know hella man with skill that ain't got no money. So he gets to a point where a man that says, shut up, you're broke, man.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like,
but he's sending for push or not?
It's done. Who?
Yeah, he said push.
Bring the smoke. Show him.
That's what he said.
You're telling shit.
No, I was saying.
Yeah, it's an academic speech.
He needs to read.
What?
Who do you think
would
win?
Pussy's like this.
What do you mean?
Pussy will win.
Oh, Pussy is doing this, where Pussy's like, yeah. Raft up yamaka.
You see what happened at,
you see the video? Drake, Pusha's concert in Toronto.
Oh, with the
beer.
No, I saw the thing where the brother said fuck.
Nah, man threw beer on the stage while Push was performing, but he dodged all the beer and then security just wait for him.
Who dusted it?
Some youths in the crowd.
Push's thing, security. Bro, if you see the way security was banging out.
So what? Someone dashed.
They wait.
Is there a video? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Wayman. Hella Wayman.
Show me.
That's a hella Wayman, you know?
Bro, Wayman.
Then he came out to perform again, and obviously Fred came and said, right.
Locking the thing.
Locked off the thing because of the fight. But they weighed in this youth.
What should he play after? Exodus?
Nah, he played Infrared. People are saying, Drake paid
some niggas come throw beer but
for tickets to send goons there. People just talking shit,
bro. That's not a goon move though, to throw beer.
Nah,
man out here throwing beer like, yo, get that nigga.
Where did they throw?
Bro, it looked like man were throwing piss, bro.
Wait, let me get the video. There was a lot of beer.
Man,
the way Pusha was dodging it as well, I was like, not yeah, none of it hit him, but it was like, bro, like this is a lot of beer. It wasn't like one cup. Yeah, look how much beer that is, man. That's not one cup of beer, man.
So a man had the machine cut.
That's a lot of beer, man.
Look at the tsunami.
That's beer cut, exactly.
What poor man is cut?
Dolly got weighed.
Let me see.
One sec. Mm-hmm. Listen, the way was good. Mm-hmm. He came out with some vets and
you got to send me that video, I'll put it on the YouTube.
But look how much beer. Whoa. That's not one cup of beer, man. Nah. They're taking a piss, man. Drapes.
Oh. Swear. And they all got weighed in.
Weighed, bro. Them man got bodied.
Oh. That is dread.
In America, though, security, like, they can, like, over here is a bit different. Over there.
They don't care,
fuck
bro.
Fuck you up, man.
Look. If I came with a 2x4, stood on stage.
Where?
Hacksaw Dim Duggan, you know? Oh! His physique was terrible, man. Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Remember him? Man didn't go gym once, bruv. How did he get into the WWF? Hacksaw Dim Duggan.
That's how they offer
him. Let's go cold.
That's how they offer him.
That man, they got bad.
He must have known someone. Hacksaw Dim Duggan, bro.
What do you mean?
He didn't go gym once.
But what's his name as well? What's
what
his
do you
name?
Mean he was old? Like,
Mankind didn't go gym neither.
Like, hold on, man said the endurance. Endurance of what?
Endurance.
Of what?
Man could endure a beating, bro. Like,
endurance.
Look at Mankind. Bro, okay, stamina was neat.
He didn't have
he had the bat with the dingy with the barbed wire, bro. He didn't have endurance.
He just got beat up.
He could take a bang.
Matches though.
Well, Mankind wasn't a champion.
Because it was scripted. In real life, man, how are you getting beat up like that, bro?
You just answered your own question then.
What? What's someone talking about?
You answered your own question then.
What?
That's it, because it was scripted.
I'm even mad. What?
Bro, you answered your own question, bro.
What I'm saying is, Hacksaw Jim Duggan didn't have one pack, nothing, no tricep, nothing.
Big Show never had no pack.
No, but he was 9'9". That's why he was. I can see his angle.
Did you see the last fight where it was Kane, Undertaker, and them man, and it looked horrible?
Yeah, them man were tired, bro.
You know, you might need to retire. You know, like you might need to go home.
That is strange.
Man, look at the leotard thing.
Send this to Rob.
That he's framed.
Send this to Rob, bro. Let him go crazy.
Yes, bro.
Did you man see the, you know Undertaker had beef with Brock Lesnar, innit? Like real beef.
No.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, they proper didn't get on. Like proper, like they were on this thing. And there's one match where, if you YouTube it, you'll see it, where, not too bad there too. Where Undertaker was at an MMA fight and then they were interviewing afterwards.
Mm.
And Brock Lesnar just, I don't know whether he just lost or he won, I can't remember. I think Brock Lesnar lost. So he's come off the stage and he's walking, but you can see him in the background. And then Undertaker was talking to the woman and he just goes quiet and he starts screwing someone in the background. And you're like, what? Do you see Undertaker saying to him, we could do this now, you know? Do this now. Then Brock Lesnar walks up to him and then kind of looks at him and walks away. But check out, yeah, them man had proper, like, they didn't get on at all, bruv.
It's recording, by the way.
Yeah, it's recording.
Now, I was going to say, by the way, Bearman didn't like Brock Lesnar because...
Undertaker was on, man, though. I know, what, you want to do this now? You do this now? And he's probably looking at man like, what? And he's like, cool.
Nah, but see, Brock Lesnar, yeah, he never used to follow the rules. He used to get fined bare because he used to bring MMA fighting into the ring. Or obviously, as a consumer, someone watching it, we wouldn't clock. But there's certain times where even though you're attacking the other person, you're still supposed to cushion them somehow. Mm. Or the certain way you do the moves, in it. Well, he wasn't doing it. He broke someone's neck, like, legit. Yeah. And got fined. His F7 move, Donnie was doing legit. Face to the fucking to the canvas, bro. Like, he used to take the piss. So certain fighters didn't want to get in the ring with him because you're thinking, like, are you gonna adhere to the rules?
You can see
or...
man look serious, though.
Nah, do you see the guy who got thrown off WWE when he got accused of the sexual thingies or whatever, and he crashed and he was in the crowd the other day making up hella noise and brought security drag man out? Because must remember him's one of the new guys.
I don't watch it.
Last.
I don't watch it neither. I
think I stopped watching him in the Rock Lift.
Oh yeah,
nah, I stopped watching it when I saw the Black Group. Crime Time.
Who?
Crime Time.
Remember with that. The Tims, bro?
Yeah, bro.
Bro, I'm sorry. That's the most racist group on the planet, bro.
Hey, Marv, you talking about here?
Nah. This it's like a
Crime actual, Time.
That's what they were called. They were called Crime Time.
Right,
two black brothers, and they wore jeans and Tims.
Bro, the man had cornrows. White vest.
That was
jeans,
their outfit, bro.
With the rolled up jeans.
They might even wear
and
pants.
Tim's, Def Jam New York.
They didn't even wear pants.
Man,
bro.
Were fighting in Tim's.
Tim's, bro.
And their name was Crime Time.
And then sometimes, you know, like when they have
pause.
You know when they have the videos, yeah, like where like they'll be like out wherever they live, whatever. Them men will be in alleyways, like rushing people and shit. Like I'm like, bro, like, I'm looking at this thinking, oh, this is racist, bro. Bro,
that's
Crime Time.
Crime Time.
Oh.
Nah, I don't remember
them. Nah, you better not take this in, cuz.
I don't even remember this.
You don't, nah, it's bruv. Them man wearing boot cuts.
Nah,
and but... Tim, bruv.
So where they now?
Fitted hats and do-rags, bruv.
Looking like
called them
then.
Crime Time. Not even like the Black Brothers or FUBU or nothing. Called them Crime Time, you know. America's nuts, bruv.
Nah, this is mad.
Would you call them sellouts, basically?
Nah, get your paper, you boy. Fine, cool man, whatever. Cool man 419, bruv. I'll do wrestling tomorrow, bruv.
With the Ray Mysterio mask.
What? I'll do a bare face, bruv. What are you talking about, bruv?
Bay, yeah?
That's his wrestling name. Coming to the ring.
No, I don't think that.
Bay!
Coming in on 900 pounds. All the way from Bow East, London.
Message, you need to double check those statistics. He can't be trusted.
Oh, babe. Leave your cards.
What's his finishing move?
Last three digits, bro.
Mel will rinse your account and you kill yourself in stage,
bro. Last three digits is the finishing move, bro.
What's he called again?
CV2 or something.
Man said last finishing move is the CCV. No.
Last three on the account, please.
That's a man. That's a sick name for the finishing move. You know, he's about to do the last three digits.
What's your favorite move? Wrestling move.
I just love the spear, bro. Question. The spear was such a. You know, it's one of the waviest moves.
Nah, my favorite Goldberg was the rock bottom, bro.
Yeah, Goldberg.
The rock bottom was
I think the jackhammer. Goldberg. The jackhammer is my move, man. Goldberg. His finishing move, not the spear. You know, after he does the spear, he lets you get up. Then he puts you in like a, it's like a suplex.
Suplex, and then he slams you down.
Oh. Yeah. And he kind of falls with you.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Cold. Now for me, sweet chin music.
Yeah, that one was sick. When you hear the...
Yeah,
man's out, bro.
You know why I just love that one? Because that one, you could take that into real life. It's a real life usable move. Catch a man slipping, the best was the kick him in his face.
I was just about to say that.
Stone Cold. But sometimes man didn't even hit them properly though. Yeah. Like man's done the stun already. My man's out. Like, come on, man.
The last ride was a move and a half though.
We had bare balls
in his face though. I used to hold man for time.
You know, pick man up.
That was like Triple H's movie. Had the pedigree in it.
Pedigree similar as well. Oh, when man had his anus on the back of your neck.
Bro, that Rikishi thing was a joke. Man put his ass in your face. Man would cancel the contract, bro. Man would talk to Vince, but man, I'll walk into the office. Why we knocking it up, fam?
You know when I knew Vince McMahon was about to piece?
I'm looking at the script, bro. Like, what? Man put his ass in my face.
When Vince McMahon let Rikishi do that to him, I knew Vince McMahon was by his paper, bro. Because you didn't have to do that.
So a spike in the sales, bro.
Sweaty ass, you know.
What's the move called? A swoosh.
Frog splats is another stink face.
Mad thing.
I like Randy Orton's move as well. Still
F5
RKO.
RKO.
That
was sick.
Who's the F5?
F5's Brock Lesnar.
F7 Brock Lesnar. Is it F7 or F5? Oh, F5. Sorry, Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
I wouldn't fight Goldust though. You don't know if he's gonna try fight you or kiss you, baby.
I remember that still. Man was doing all this shit. Baby, what are you doing? Hey, big man, hey, relax, you know. Listen, I'm into wrestling. You know?
He's suspect, man.
His physique was terrible as well. He's another one, bro.
He's dead.
He was shaped like an armchair, bro.
You know another move that had grown men moving mad? Walls of Jericho, bro. If you think about their position, bro, man's violent.
Man's legs are in the air, bro.
Man's
sitting in your little back.
Try and crack man like a wishbone, bro.
What was my man's move again? Was it Chris Benoit?
Crippling crossface.
That move was a disrespect.
That one was mad because when man gets you, they're not coming out.
But what's the one where man used to go to the top turnbuckle and just drop, just headbutt man from the top turnbuckle?
That was Chris Benoit.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Because he was short, though, that wasn't even a jump, though.
Bob, you never used to bump.
That was at 4 foot, bro. Man was doing Klinsman.
What's his name?
Flying header.
Kurt Angle. What was his one? Where used to...
The ankle lock.
Yeah.
Ankle lock.
Ankle lock.
Yeah. That was like sharpshooter though, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Olympic man there.
Yeah.
And what's my man's other name? He used to do the leg lock as well.
Triple H. I mean,
No, the other man. He was like
Bret Hart.
No, he was like in the Intercontinental one. He was a wrestler as well. He used to wear like the padded gloves.
Padded gloves?
White guy.
Padded gloves?
Yeah, he used to wear like the gloves with the pads on. He used to wear like, is it orange or red pants? What's his name again? Ken Shamrock.
With the shillelagh. Remember he had the little stick on it, bro. He was licking man down with it.
Nah, big boss man. Remember big him with man. The stick on?
Yeah, he had the boss.
Mama never hit you like, he could have just grabbed man and hit man like that. He would have grabbed the stick.
I like.
Man would do four twirls, man would lick you.
That's a big boss
man. I remember that big boss man as well. Dirty looking cop. No physique again, bro. Nah, honky tonk man. No physique.
Honky tonk man.
Bro, this guy knows bad wrestlers, boy.
Them honky tonk man.
He's honky tonk man, bro.
He look like Elvis Presley.
You know about honky tonk man.
This guy knows a lot of wrestlers.
And Jake the Snake.
I remember Jake this.
Yeah, they were at the same time, man. What do you see Honky Tonk, man? You're gonna
Hulk Hogan,
up,
we're coming for you, nigga. the way man dropped it in there, bro. The way man grabbed his head.
I lie, we coming for you, nigga.
You know the funniest thing as well, yeah? Omar Warrior used to chat shit, bruv.
that he was my guy.
Listen to, yeah, he was a guy, but bro, again. That's, what are we talking about, bro?
Bro, 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 keep it above 50, bro.
No, you talk shit.
Mm. No.
Mm. My man with the Razor Ramon. No, is it? No, well, not Razor Ramon. Not Razor Ramon.
Bro.
Macho Man.
Wrestling has come a long way because they used to do some mad things. Who's the Donnie with the cowboy hat and used to have the stretch limo with the horns and used to run down the Mexicans?
That was, and he was in the group with Farouk. There was two of them.
Oh, Bradshaw.
Yeah, yeah.
Bradshaw. Yeah, Bradshaw. Man was kicking, and he changed his name to JBL.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Man was kicking the Mexicans over the border, bro. Well, we take it in, bro.
Bro, wrestling was
John Bradshaw.
There's one time, yeah. Bro, wrestling has come a long way. As you said, bro, there's one time where it was Triple H and Stone Cold in the ring, bro. I can't remember who's. Girl was in there.
Bro. What's the group? The black group way back that Hulk Hogan was defeated all the time.
Oh, I can't remember, you know. Yeah, the girl, bruv. They rushed the girl, bruv.
Who?
In the ring.
It was Stephanie.
Triple H and Stone Cold Pram. Nah, they had the chair.
It can't have been Stephanie.
They put the chair on her. They were whacking her with a chair.
It might have been. It might have been Lita.
I think it was Lita. I said, hold on a minute, bruv. That could never happen now. They were rushing her, bruv. Yeah, what I mean, like they weighed her in.
That was when they were
D-Generation X, you know. When that X pack.
But I went, anyway, I went to New York the other day, innit? It's all right over there still. Fucking cold though, bruv.
Yeah,
it
splits.
You went at the wrong time.
Nah, it's ridiculous, bruv. But the thing is, their lingo over there is mad. I went to Uniqlo. I'm like, yo, let me get, it's cold, innit? Let me get a vest. They're like, you want a vest you wear under a jacket? I said, what are you talking about? A vest under a jacket. I said, I'm cold, like, underneath a t-shirt. Like, this is me in summer, DMX, innit? Obviously, that's whatever. Anyway, my man shows me a waistcoat. I said, bro, this is a waistcoat. It's a nice vest.
They call it wife beater, innit?
No, I said wife beater. He said, nah, they call it tank top.
Yeah, it's a tank top. They call it a tank top.
They know, tank top is the thing that you wear here, man.
That's a crop top.
Huh?
Yeah, that's a crop top.
So what's a tank top then?
A vest.
Vest.
Man, don't call that here, man.
Yeah,
we don't
yeah but you're over there, bro. Over there, man said it like he was over here.
Fuck them, bitch. The vest, bro.
Let's say, what's
the vest? Was it that cold? You had to buy a vest and long johns.
Fam, I went to Uniqlo and bought thermals, bro. It was cold over there, bro.
You had long johns, yeah?
Yeah. I wear them now, bro. I'm ashamed of it or what?
I was asking this.
I wear long johns.
Bro, I'm riding with the heat in all force.
Fam, it's cold, bro. Man wear long johns, we boy. Man pulled down his jeans, it's a madness, bro. I'm looking like I'm ready to do mime out here, bro. Give me some white gloves. They're French man there still. Then I said, I can't then I went to the store. I said, oh, you got any alcohol? My man said, over there, man, surgical spirits. I said, you crazy, bro. I said, I want to drink alcohol. Man's showing me fucking
white spirits, you know?
White spirits, all that.
What is it, liquor, bro?
That's it.
Is it liquor?
The Indian man said, oh, it's liquor. I said, oh, yeah.
7-Eleven done.
Yeah, liquor. Yeah. I'm pooing them, man. Man said, is it liquor? I said, yes, man.
They took him off, you know that?
Oh, was it?
They took him off.
Oh, do you remember?
What?
People
were
saying it's a racist stereotype.
No, Apu was live, bro.
Yeah, bro. You know what I mean? They were like, it's a racist stereotype.
So I was in this cab and I was mocking the cab driver. I was talking about the way Asian people cut.
Oh,
it was in an Uber one time, yeah? And the girl was trying to do it. She was trying to do the Asian accent.
It's just racist, though.
It wasn't racist. She was just trying to imitate me. But I was like,
it's racist. Rob does that all the time, bro. If you ever been with Rob when he does it, bro, right. And it gets better embarrassing.
No, but the matter thing is, the brothers like him, though.
No,
like,
why? Because he plays.
No, but what I'm saying is,
why have you seen the size
he
of him?
Cuss like that, though.
No, but Rob will like go to like Moolies or something and say,
yes, boss.
Yes, boss, man. You bastard, I'm bastard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why did they cuss like that?
I want ribs, bastard guy. Give me my ribs, you bastard.
Why did they cuss like that?
And the brother will be busting up, but I'm like, oh, no.
You dickhead, fucking you, man.
When Rob doesn't understand it, they're like.
It's inappropriate, but.
Yeah, why do
but the Donnie's feeling
they go,
bro,
not, nah, they go zero bro, to 100
bro.
Real
don't
quick.
Don't want to get into it with Rob.
They go zero to 100 so fast, bro.
Hey,
you fucking bastard.
That man throwing bear cuss words, bro. Fuck like, you, I fuck you, fuck you, fuck yourself. Like, from how many, bro? Is it fuck me, fuck you?
No, Bossman by the corner shop by my house.
Why do you call Bossman, though?
I don't know.
They're just cool with it anyway.
It's just a word. They're Bossman. Boss of the shop.
But they start.
Because you know where it comes from? You know when the guy's like, oh, I'm sorry, you know what I mean? Boss. You know when they used to say, I can't, you know what I mean? I can't give you a discount. Mm. You know, my boss is watching or whatever. Boss man, near my house. You know when you go over there, middle of the night, I've gone over to buy
I think I bought a tequila. We're pre-drinking. Oh, you know what I mean? You're doing fucking, bro. You know what man saying? Oh, wow. You're like big man. Relax. Mental. So I went and bought. My brother was staying over. Yeah, every single time I come over, the Donnie's a pervert, bro. You know what I mean? Oh, you're having a very good night. I'm like, big man, relax. You know what I mean?
What's man over the telephone?
Fuck you, fuck myself. Huh? Bro, that's not how it goes, man.
You fuck me? No, fuck you.
I kill you now. Whole family.
You're like, whoa there, buddy.
You see that brother that got killed on the island? Yeah, you heard about that?
I showed you, man, in the group today.
Yeah, I see that. So what's going on
the island? What happened? What's going on, G?
There's a remote part in India, right?
It's like some mad remote island. No one's allowed there.
Like they're not allowed there because
they want to leave the people.
Indigenous people in it. And also as well, if they like mix with
outside diseases.
Outside members of the public. So they can get like diseases them in total. And stuff. 150 or something or more, like
150 around.
But this guy paid the fisherman to take him there. Supposedly he wanted to take Christianity there, innit? They killed man on entrance. Man got hit with bare arrows.
Bro, man said he set foot on there. Bare arrows rained on man. The fisherman kept his step in.
Didn't even want to hear what he had to say.
No?
What are you going to say to man? I don't know you.
Bro, he probably looks like an alien to them, man, bro. He stepped out there wearing clothes, bro.
Man were hitting man with bare arrows, bro.
Yeah, and apparently they repped, you know what I mean? Rope around his neck, dragged his body off. Sometimes the fisherman came back and his body was washed up on the shore.
Sometimes you gotta mind your business, you know.
And it's the truth. You know what I mean? Because them people there, they live different. You know what I mean? They live by different rules and so on and so on and so on. So you just gotta leave them people be.
I always wondered how my man, what's my man's name again from EastEnders?
I thought man was quoting about Christopher Columbus.
Nah. What's my man's from EastEnders? He used to go through different gangs and stuff.
Oh.
Oh, Ross Kemp.
Yeah, how did he get that?
He's white, innit?
What does that mean?
You careful with the camera though, bro. Just.
What do you mean? How do you get
the G pass in certain places? Like
he's white,
of course, it? Not even that.
You know what I mean,
they have to go, bro. Think about it. He has a team. His team does recon. You know what I mean? They find a person to talk to, and then they introduce him to that person, and they go in. Because if you look at even with Louis Farouk in South Africa when he was talking to Malevin
in the prison,
remember Malevin? Mm. You know where he was talking about. I take your wife.
I put a baby in
microoven. I put microoven on. You'll give me money with him. Think about it. There was the guy he was with. So literally they find someone who's going to be a guide. Even with, do you remember with Louis, there's a one where the dudes are talking about, they call it medicine, where they're literally smacking the shit out of the Donny. So he has a guy that will take them. So the different guides in different areas. You know what I mean? So like you find one person, he's cool in this area.
No, but there's one with Ross Kemp. He's the one that wants to kill him. And he just switches. Like, because Ross Kemp used to be in the army, innit? So they know about body language and, like, eye contact and, like, you never show fear, innit? Like, if you ever show fear, that's like, can be your demise, innit? So the brother's, like, talking, and then I think the brother wants to, like, kill him or shoot him or something. And Ross Kemp's like, what? You want to kill me? And he grabs the barrel of the gun and he, like, points the barrel of the gun, like, to his chest. And he's looking at brother in his face, like, you want to kill me? It's not going to fucking happen. You're not going to kill me. And the brother just calms down. I'm like, raw.
He wanted to clap the bro, leave man in the bushes.
Nah, but
he didn't take the tape.
It's one of them things, isn't it?
Man said, you know me, final episode. You know what I mean? He'll wrap the season up.
No, but some man like do the whole, you're scared, I'm going to live off that fear. Yes, my man's scared. But then if man's not scared sometimes, it's like, raw.
There's the alcohol documentary Louis did. Have you seen where the Donnie wants to fight him? Wow. Louis Farouk. Oh, it came out, was it last year? Either last year or the year before. The alcoholism one, where you know how polarizing Louis can be. Louis can be very, you know, very passive aggressive in the way he asks questions, and you're not sure if he's trying to take you for a dickhead or not. I told you about the one where the guy's got the brain, he's got issue where he had an accident. So now he's obviously got brain issues. And so he's walking around the dude's room and the dude's talking about he's an Arsenal fan. Louis was like, Ross, so you're an Arsenal fan before the accident? You know what I mean? It was fucking funny the way he asked it. So he's like, Russell, well, you're an Arsenal fan before you had brain damage. So it's the way he asked it was fucking hilarious, bro. But so with Louis, he's bare asking this dude questions. And you know what I mean? The dude's gotten hella aggressive. So the camera crew and everyone's kind of had to, you know what I mean, run in because the dude was just ready to swing, man.
The funniest one is the brother who says about the, what do you call it? I got the shoes. Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, where'd you get your shoes from? Italy. What part of Italy?
Madrid.
Madrid.
I said, brother, that's not that's not Italy, bro. But he said it in a bare happy.
You know
like,
why
yeah.
Louis is the waviest? because man don't change his expression, so he'll just let you just keep doing your thing. You know what I mean? Like nothing happened, so you can't tell whether his emotion has changed or he hasn't changed. He's just literally just one way the whole way. Like when he's doing the Miami one, the Mega Jail one, where the dude's like, "You want? I want your shoes."
To Louis.
Yeah, he's like, "I want your shoes." He says, "I like your shoes." So he's obviously on the other side, and he's kind of showing him that in over here in jail, dude says he likes your shoes. Taking your shoes.
I thought he was going to say he's taking your cheeks.
Which talk? Yeah, that's what I was going to talk about.
No, one of the dudes where they were like, he's a habitual masturbator. So basically what he does, they call it gunning. So where he'd just be, he'd wank nut in his hand, and when the guards are going past, he'd fling it at the female officers.
Oh, come on.
What?
Yeah, they call it gunning. So they kept bringing man in for disciplinaries, bro. You know how bad you have to be for them to call you a habitual masturbator, bro?
What's my man's name again? The one that, what I said, if I want you,
if I was thinking about that,
that's
Windows.
Bro,
no, but it's a real Don.
The way the camera's it. Oh, cool.
No, it's a real Don. What's his name?
Yeah,
Fleece Johnson.
Fleece Johnson. That's what like, if I want you and I like you,
I walk up to you. I say,
we could do this the easy way
or the hard way.
Messes, I likes you and I want you. Fleece Johnson, you know.
I mean, where you got guys up in here like? Booty
more important is more important than
food and water. I said, Jesus.
It's more important than breathing. Listen, it's more important.
Booty is more important than food and water.
It's more important than breathing. Bro, but if you watched, have you ever watched the whole...
I said, Jesus.
You see where that clip came from? Have you watched the rest of it?
Yeah, it's a prison thing.
No, yeah, but have you seen the other interviews with the other guys? Where one Donny was talking about he's in jail, you know what I mean? So he's got this thing where he's got beef with a Donny, so he's like sucking this Donny's dick, and I've come up and I've cut him with a razor. What? He can't snitch on me because he then has to admit that I was in there giving him neck. I was like, they move mad, didn't
yeah,
they?
The funny thing about that plan's a bit too deep. Like, for me personally, like, I'm on the whole 007 thing. Like, I'm on, like, espionage. But that no, listen, there's a little bit too deep, though. Man's giving a neck, but,
that's a bit of your strategy.
Like, what? Big man, relax, man.
Yeah, man says he's come up.
But you can't tell them when you cut him either because you were sucking his dick.
But he don't seem like he cares. He's known, so that's what
the world go crazy, man.
It's like, what's the guy who's in prison now? Podcast guy.
Tech Stone.
When he was talking about when he was in prison, he's like, you don't want to be seen arguing with any of the gay dudes because it looks like you're having a lover's tiff. So he's like, he was in there. So obviously, like, while he's in prison, one of the gay dudes walked over and called him Godiva, basically with chocolate brand, didn't it? So he was like, huh? But he was thinking, you know what? We're not going to get into this because all that the gay dude has to do is say, you know what? You were trying to move to him and he weren't having it. And that's why you're arguing because you were trying to beat and he weren't having it. So you're not the gay dude.
That's why that ASAP Rocky thing,
I was just going to say that.
When he's talking to him.
Said he gets mad in there. Oh, yeah. Sipping on semen.
He's like,
Donnie's face, boy.
Ferg was like, what? I ain't heard this part of the story before.
He dropped the fight.
What's the bad thing, man? Because Bob was like, we're in there, we're swinging. Like, you know, we're whacking, slipping on semen. Ferg was like, what? Slipping on, I don't remember this part of the story. You didn't tell me. You said you swung him out and beat him up, bro. Where's the
it's like when Taser tells stories and then there's the extra bits on the next time. You're like, nigga, wait a minute. That was
story.
Not there the last time. Massive slipping on semen, bro. You're like, hold on,
how did
bro.
Get there, bro? Oh, God.
Yeah, hold the fuck. Where were you men fighting?
Andrew's drinking a young Prosecco over there, bro. What's in that bottle, bro?
I just found some apple juice in there.
Don't lie, man.
That's how alcoholics tell Andrew. You know, smash the bottle before you leave it.
What's that baby shabba? What they call it?
That's why you got to check, bro. You know when we talk about checking on your friends?
That's really out here, bro.
You got to check on your friends, bro. I'm telling you, bro. That is Henny and apple juice.
Andrew's on that lead, bro.
You know, that's why. Do you see my post when I was talking about all of these young people now looking hella old? Remember all of this lean that some of these people, some of these kids are drinking now, fam? Hella calories in it,
fam. Sometimes it's bad genetics, man. You are just grind on terribly, man. Trying shit about big man. Big man, look at yourself, bro.
You know,
when you hit 29, I want to see how you look.
Yes, I'm a big man with good health. It was funny because the way the conversation started, I think all of these kids were talking about over 25 to a this and that and that and that. And I was like, hold on. You man go cunt for 3 months, get a one series, and all of a sudden, you know what I mean?
Sometimes they don't even go cunt. You're just a cunt, bro. That's just it. Like, you know, everyone's like, because you got Twitter now, you think you've got a voice. Like, but you have got a voice, but.
Like, but I look at some of them, bro. It's like, how are you falling off at 22, bro?
Bro, it's mental, bro.
You know what I mean? Like, how are you getting started, already? Bro? 22. When I was maybe 18 to 22, man was broke.
Man,
I'm telling you, bro, it's not no apple juice, bro. You know what I mean?
That little apple juice.
Man,
that
little head back. Fine.
Man, not putting their head back for no movie.
I had a kick to it.
You normally just thinking, man's like, man, you can have Columbo over here. Hey, Columbo.
Now put like, you know them floss. You know them floss, bro.
Yeah, the silver floss thing.
The floss thing,
yeah,
isn't
yeah.
It?
We're putting the floss.
We got the side of the Russell Westbrook thing.
On the inside pocket, where the Phil Mitchell thing.
That's a real
remember Phil went through that time? And he had the woolly hat on.
Oh, yeah, the woolly hat,
went through a bad time, boy.
That's a real alcoholic thing, you know?
Whiskey juice, you know? I lie.
Whiskey thing.
You
used to have the floss.
Man had vodka, yeah.
Mad.
I don't know what was going on at home, boy.
Yeah, it was probably Glenn. Glenn. He was an alcoholic
still. Oh, yeah. I was sneaking his dad's juice, you know.
Glenn's, you know, probably Glenn's.
Bruv, Glenn's the
that
worst.
New headache,
oh,
boy.
Oh, my days.
Get 5 litres for £20.
Do you know how mad that is, man?
Exactly.
5 litres of vodka for £20.
That's why when you go places like Sheffield, Middlesbrough, Newcastle,
yeah.
You know what I mean? The drinks are £2
drinks
for
are
a
like
double.
Pound and that, yeah.
£2 for a double.
But yeah, when I was in Glenn's. What's it called? A shot, 90p.
That.
A shot of vodka, a shot of tequila, and Jager Bomb, 90p.
Yeah, the thing about when you come out of London,
bath, 20 pounds,
drinks are mad cheap, bruv. You can't believe it, bruv. You don't even need to pre-drink.
Yeah, because you're going over
go
there.
Go to the rave with £30, you're wasted, bruv.
There was an event in Middlesbrough, Feet First. A friend of mine used to throw it, it's called Feet First.
Feet First, you know?
Yeah, so literally the little logo was two little feet. The drinks, bruv. You could get a drink for £3. You know what I mean? Like, you know when you go out and you're thinking, I'm getting smashed for £20? Off your neck for £20? Think about over here,
bro,
you're not getting two
coke,
drinks.
Bro, £15.
Huh? You could barely get two drinks for £20.
Mad thing.
Bank holiday, myth. Bank holiday, you're not getting no drink. Bank holiday, you're not getting anything for less than £12. Anyway.
You might as well just buy a bottle, bro.
That's the truth, bro. Legit. You know what I mean? Get smashed outside.
Mm. Remember one girl went to the bar, goes, next round's on me. Go do your thing, babes. Got 8 shots. So how many shots did she get that day? It's 8. It's, no, 12.
12.
She got 3 each. What's my game? £70. Go on, tap your card, babes. You told you to go to the bar with the 12 shots. Tap your card, man.
Have you, man, seen the Australian Grand Brother?
No, I've seen the video, but I ain't watched it.
Fam, the bars are awful, bruv.
Is it worse than the Irish one?
Bruv. Hey, what the Irish one is sick, bruv.
What?
What
was rated?
Man, pop your mush and...
Oh,
hey, but what? Fam, yeah, that's a rhythm, bruv.
Crud!
Fam,
mud!
Fam, I'll put it in a minute, yeah, but this is the Australian brother. Bruv, this is the wackiest... Listen to this brother. Andrew, you're right over there.
Bro, I'm just thinking.
I swear someone...
Like how... Because you know us, man, we're there at the beginning, isn't it? Like rinse and all of that.
Mm.
That little treehouse studio, that sound was created there and people are doing that in Australia. I'm just thinking...
And this is that's awful, bro.
Someone said that's how Americans hear us.
Crap, it's like, wow, like, thing come from...
Did I tell you I went in America, there's on rave I went to...
It's still with Diggy.
And it's called Past the Orgs, isn't it? And basically what it is the concept is obviously it's a normal rave. But they do little bits where, like, they give you the auxiliary chord and then they let you play tunes.
Oh, yeah.
So, Bridges over there, he's like, I'll come and play some UK stuff. Philip, innit? I'm like, bro, they don't care about UK over here, bruv. He's like, nah, let's show them, like, some tunes. So, these men are thinking about what tune to play. I said, listen, bro, play Man's Not Hot, the end. Like, let them vibe. This man wanted to play Ambush.
Jumpy,
remix. Fam, as soon as man drop, grew up on a jumpy stick. Boo! 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 Well, hell of a man, you got rusty New York. Yeah, I've all the keys. But I didn't get rushed to New York, bro.
One of them's got rushed for the Colts.
All I heard was grabbing a jump down the state. Something jumpy plays. Boo! Then the brother's like, yo, you want a pair of auxiliary? Pair of auxiliary. Castle of niggas.
But there's nothing
worse.
Man
was like a Kano word in there, bro. I would have got shot, bro.
But there's nothing worse than when you think a tune is fire and you play it for a group of people and everyone's looking at you like,
but the fun, it's not an album listening party, it's a vibe in it, so they ain't heard that tune before.
Man, no, I'm talking about when you time. Think about when you pull out a tune more for the man, them you're like, I just heard this wavy tune, and you play it, and you bear crickets in the room, bro. What's everyone thinking? Jeez. When are you gonna play the tune you're telling us about? Or you're in the car and you play a tune, and everyone's looking at you like, throw this nigga's phone up, bro. Throw his phone out the window, fam.
Kemmer does that at home still. Stay calm.
Lost his take calm.
It's true though. Man wants to get ready for a rave and that man will fling on J. Cole, Nicki Minaj. Look at the man there.
What?
What's
going on here?
Big man.
Why are you chatting shit?
Man played on
J. Cole, Nicki Minaj.
Great man. Man played them two's like usual. Trey Songz and that.
That's it, Nicki. That's
it. It wouldn't be man me if I get a little Nicki nasty.
Stop chatting shit. Stop playing your blockbuster, bro. This guy's chatting.
The man that want to play. The man that want to play Cassidy freestyles with chilling with chicks. But you're chilling with chicks, bro. Trying to grab fire. Man's like, listen to this.
that bar went over your head, babe, isn't it? That bar went over your head, bro. You have to rewind
again.
It, bro.
Man's like, play it again. We'll play it again. And you're sitting in there with your chick, and she's looking at you, tasting like, who man's
like. Hey, I got a story to tell you. Similar situation.
You're gonna play referee juice and fire in the middle.
Imagine that'd be definitely, you know.
Jesus, a cunt.
Hey, imagine no, cunt we're in creation now, yeah.
Gay coke.
This is 2-3 years ago. And there's one girl that wants to come to the apartment. Brick, you put that
I can't even take this off because I'm wearing a vest, bro. I look like a brick, bro.
Oh shit, there's hair in my eye. We're chilling in the apartment now. This girl's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna come to your apartment, I'm gonna bring my brethren. Make sure you're with your brethren, kind of thing. I'm like, cool.
Who's the brethren you with?
I don't know yet. I'm in a big house. It's like 5 bedrooms. I've walked around to figure out who's in. The squad was weak.
Who's there?
Man, pop squad your mush.
The Mandem squad.
Hold on.
Just clear it up. I went there. Who's there? I went there, bro.
No one in this room was there, bro.
Don't try it.
Your mush.
You must understand. I went there, man. Me and David weren't there.
We weren't in a circle, basically. It was just other youths in the yard. Cool. So I'm thinking, so I've gone to them. I said, listen, man, them, there's 2 girls coming. One of you that can pattern the other one, please. They're like, all right, cool, whatever. The girls have arrived to the yard. I've taken my one into my room. And then the other one, she's in the dining room. I'm like, one sec, my bridges are going to come and say hi. I've gone to speak to the man, them. I said, yo, listen, she's there, innit? Whoever's up, hurry up, innit? So I've seen there's a short one that's with us, innit? So he's the one that's gone in it. He's like,
oh, love it.
He's like 5'1" or 5'2".
What?
He's short. He's gone in the room now, yeah? I didn't even look. I've just heard man say. So man's walked in, had a little bop to him. Man's gone to the girl. You walk one browning. I said, what is going on here? I'm gonna that's what he said. He said, walk one browning. How can the girl say, are you taking a fucking piss? And she started calling my one. Hey, I'm leaving, you know. I was like, nah, please relax, man. She got taser. Because obviously she's already seen the pictures on my grab. So she's thinking she's going to see one of these, man. No. She started walking. She left the yard. So my was like, oh, taser, got to run after her. I'm like, come on, babe. Like, allow it, man.
Should have brought both of them into the room, bro.
Into my room?
Yeah. Turn my face to wall, man. I'll be done in a minute. You know what I mean?
Rude guy.
Yeah, that's almost as bad. Rude as like, guy. Guess you're my one. My
brother, man said face the wall.
Like, guess you're my one. Bro, the way man said it, yeah. You know when you're sitting there and you're thinking. Man said, I guess you're my one, man. Process of elimination. Man said, based on, you know what I mean, what's happening around here? Man basically said, you're stuck with me. And the chick's like, no, I'm not. And she left.
But the same Croatia, these same youths came back with a couple of girls. They were gassed. They're like, yeah, we got a couple of teams coming. But obviously, I was staying in the same apartment, innit? So I'm in my room now. I think I was with Gerald. So Gerald, me and Gerald are chatting, thinking, all right, let's see what things these guys bring. So we can hear girls' noise. We can hear female voices now, innit? So we bust open the door. But the one at the end looked like a bat. I've never shut a door man so
fast. What do you
bat
say?
Bro,
man said hold on. The man said it looked like a bat.
A bat.
Man, hold on. Do you know what a bat is? The fruit ones. The ones that upset. Nah, yo. You ever seen them when they eat the berries in London?
I opened the door. Yo, I got
he's
shook.
Being dumb.
No, I was. Bro, I got shook. I shut the door, bro.
Man kicked the door, you know, like a cop.
I was like, what? I said, bro, if you see the girls. If you see the girls, these men just brought back man to the apartment.
No. You've been back.
Bro, I had to leave and go, but these men at their apartment. I said, what are you lot doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, it's just. No, I'm not hearing
man
that, bro.
Man said a bat.
Just breathe.
Take this in. Man said a bat.
You lot all know, man, whose standards drop when they go on 100.
I was just about to say that.
Huh?
Come on. Oh, come on. You know, man, whose standards drop.
I thought the way man said it. No, not you, man.
Nah, just you know, man. In general,
tell them to see other friends.
The general, man's on foreign soil. All of a sudden, he's entertaining girls he would never entertain.
Yeah, you know, bear man, cool. But certain man, they just wait for the man to, you know, when the man them ain't watching. Bro, I'm telling you, when the man them ain't watching, certain man have all sorts of their groups.
That man shopping though, what's that called? You know in Tesco's, the basket, the green baskets that they bring out, the food's gone off.
Oh, where they put the little aisle.
What's going now?
Where they put the thing by the door. Where they put it by the door.
Reduce section.
Man, I'm shopping in reduce
where
section.
Where you got to come for that at 2 in the morning? Where they put that out at 2 a.m, bro. So man's coming to pick it.
A 4-pound meat for 20p, you know?
Yeah. That's how mad it is. That's who certain men are hanging out with.
I can't do it, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. I can't do it, bro.
Now, the one thing Twitter show me nowadays is you cannot entertain certain chicks. The way things play out on social media sometimes, you know, you're like,
it's sad still.
You just get flames randomly on the timeline.
You know, when you're like, I can't be part of any of that, bro. You know how embarrassing that is? Just getting lit up and you're just, you know, and just bear passer and this and that. And I'm like, nah.
Especially by a thing you didn't really want to talk to as well.
And my thing is the way people get flamed by chicks, you know, when she's like, yeah, you used to DM me. Yes, babe, that was 4 stone ago.
Oh my God.
4 whole stone. You know what I mean? 4.
I thought they were going to say 4 years ago.
A lie?
No, you know, bro, stone. They have to come with the facts. Tell them you weigh 4.5 stone less. No,
the thing is, I don't mind them ones, yeah. Actually, I do. But what I don't like is the ones where, like, you spoke to years ago and they were doing styles.
And now they put on 4 stone. Hi, mom.
And now you look like a water hog, man. Get to the holler, man. Man, fuck your muss.
It's a water hog, bro. Man said a water hog.
But we're looking for sauce. You get me? Like, fam.
Said them water hogs.
It's true,
nah, bro. It's
true.
Nah, bro.
Hey, that's what happens.
You don't tell me to say the tune, bro. What's the way my man starts the rhythm, bro? You mad? What's the way he starts the rhythm, bro?
You doubly big up yourself. You don't know.
Man, back your mash and pop with a different sauce and splash your cash. She pop with the edible, all blue like sea. I don't know
what to do. Hey, you mad? What?
Man, what is this, man?
Fab, that's creative, bro. Back your mash and what? Yeah, I don't know what to do. But yeah, nah. Them girls are cheeky though. Because for me personally, if I was airing a girl and then I lost all source and was just in the gutter and I DM'd, I'll be embarrassed to DM. I said, nah, I can't even DM that one because I parred a time ago. Nah, don't come now, man.
Hey, big head.
Nah, my head's not even big for you. Nah, get lost.
You are now listening to the Free Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
So, right, my bridge messaged me yesterday. She was like, can you not talk about double texting etiquette?
What was that?
Basically, this. She showed me the texts. I was like, nah, this done's finished.
But nah, I didn't mean double texting. Look. That's not double texting though.
That's not double texting. No, this is an example. It started off with double texting.
No, but the double texting is you text, you don't get a reply, and you text again. That's double texting.
Yeah,
that right,
is. This is the first one.
Called more than quadruple.
So this is the first one. So basically, she's out. a dude's tried to talk to her. She thought he's a bit interesting. She's giving him the number. Cool. She's like, first mistake. What I should have done is taken his number and then controlled. Either way, you
that didn't make sense because
yeah, because you would have texted. Anyway, cool. So they're talking. You know the conversation. Oh, so what are you doing? I'm at work. He's gone. What do you do? She hasn't replied. He's texted back the next day. Gone. That's an interesting job.
No, that's cool though. I think that's cool.
Funny. She hasn't replied. That's
no. Funny. I'm saying yeah, cool. She didn't reply, but that's cool.
He's gone. That's it.
No, I'm not saying it's cool, but I'm saying it's in like you messaged her, she didn't reply. So he said, "Ah, cool job, interesting job." So it's like a bit of banter, isn't it?
Yeah,
but after that, she didn't reply. Then no, I think my man got the message.
She put dot dot dot. So he's put dot dot dot, and then she's gone, "What's good with you?" And he's gone, "I literally asked you it's what you do, and you didn't answer."
It's your right though.
Wait. Then she's gone.
I don't even like your friend,
then
man.
Then she's gone, "Sorry, I forgot to text back. Double texting me is annoying." So he's gone. So what do I do since you forgot to text
me? I lie! Your bitch is a mug! Get her off here, man! Clear out, man! Nah, I said I'm getting mad! I'm getting mad for my man still! No, stop it, man! Stop it! Back your mask! I don't know what to do. What's my man to do, bruv? Hold on. So you go out, you get a girl's number, you message her, you're talking, you say, what'd you do? She blanks you. Then you say, interesting thing, you're banting a joke. I mean, you're busting joke.
And she's coming doing dot, dot, dot. Big man.
And then, what do you want me to do here?
I lie.
Nah, some girls do this thing where like, you know what it is? It's like they reclaim the thing where like, they want to be like, yeah, I parred this dude. Bro, fuck off, man.
They flames you for the screenshot.
I lie.
For a lot of times.
That's what it is. Why did you give me your number? Why you just tell man, listen, like an adult, like you girls like us men to be adults, tell the truth. Sorry, I'm not interested. End.
Don't entertain him for the screenshot.
Man, entertaining man for the banter.
Wait, let me
and
finish.
Send it to man on the pod. I'm not agreeing with you, bruv. I'm with my man. I'm on his side, bruv. Get me.
She goes, so what do I do since you forgot to text back, just not to speak to you? She goes, I don't know, but the double texting thing is annoying. And he's gone, LOL. Yo, get the fuck out of here, sis. I don't know why I bother. She goes, okay, so don't. And he goes, LOL, girl, I'm not. And she goes, okay, thumbs up.
These are trying to get the last word. You know you're trying to get the last word? Okay. Okay, then okay. All right, then. Safe. All right, bye.
That's nice. All right.
next scenario, yeah? So basically, this is a group of... She's the one I sent it to, but it's basically happened to all her girls. So next one... This girl's actually told.
That's
this
how
dude.
You know they're doing it for the group chat.
No, but this girl's
validate,
told the dude.
These ones trying to get validation in the group chat.
This girl's
don't need validation in the group chat, you know.
This girl's told the dude, listen, I hope you're good. You're probably sleeping, but can I be completely honest with you? I don't want to waste your time, but us talking didn't work out last time, and it's unlikely going to work out this time. I just wanted to say that now so you don't feel some type of way if you don't get the responses you expect from me. I hope you understand. Kiss.
You're a fucking lawyer.
That's what she said.
You're sending me kiss. Are you mad?
Fuck off!
You're damning, man. You're sending kiss.
But a man's gone. You're moving. A man's gone. You're That's moving. Fine. I 100% feel you on that. Cool.
How's your day?
I bet you anymore. Next day, I'm not really good on this texting thing. What? Can I phone you?
Nah.
Yeah, nah, that's mad.
Come on.
Nah, see, that guy there, I don't agree with. That guy's crazy, bruv.
Come on.
She must be buff then.
Boy.
She must be wavy because my man read that and said, yeah, cool, good. Next one said, I need to fold her. I need to fold this babe, you know. Maybe I can persuade her.
This one's even worse, bruv. This one, man sent a message. I need to do the time so you don't understand, yeah. Thursday, the 23rd of August. Mental. How's you? I'm morning with
no
a kiss.
Cheese,
also, are you free later?
I've seen everything.
By any chance? ? No reply.
Fuck.
It's on the 23rd. On the 29th, man's messaged again. How's you? No reply. Jeez. On the 18th of September, man's messaged again. How's you, stranger? Why have you gone ghost? No reply. On the 19th of September, man messaged the previous message with question marks like, you're not going to respond.
Man replied to his own thing.
No reply.
Man's on the 13th of October. You know?
On the 13th of October, man's gone, how's you, stranger?
It's over six weeks.
Yeah. Will I ever see you again as you keep going ghost on me? No reply. On the 21st of October, I just tried to call you. The girl's like, she sent me this like, Taser, what do I do? I said, I messaged back like, rah, Donnie's been holding air since August. Bruv,
She hasn't replied to Donnie for 2 months. Donnie's still messaging her.
Why don't you just block him? That's the easiest thing.
She said she's blocked him now. She's blocked him now.
Well, why'd you give him the number though?
At first she was feeding him. I think he done something to piss her off, and then since then she just stopped talking to him. But she was basically saying, What's the etiquette behind No. What's the etiquette behind if a girl's not feeling a dude no more after she's told him I'm not feeling and he's agreed?
Block him.
Then what?
You've told him, block him, innit?
No, but she said that she's listened to an episode where we discussed it and we said block him. But she's like, what if the girl just wants to be like, let man down gently? Well, like, why can't certain man get, yo, I don't want to
if
talk to you.
If he doesn't
no more,
get it, certain man
clearly
just can't,
not going to the plan that you're trying to plan. So fuck him and leave it alone.
Man, just
if you don't block him, you enjoy him messaging. Okay, so you enjoy.
How do we do the opposite? Like, for girls hounding us down, have you ever had a girl that just said the bare message?
I just don't reply. That's what I said. I don't reply.
I reply. I just send eyes.
A girl you don't.
You just send eyes.
I just send eyes, bro.
Nah, but it gets to a point where you're like, I'm leaving this.
Because I've not blanked you. I've replied. Hold them eyes for the next 4 years.
But that means you're paying attention.
It's not. I don't want to blank you.
Acknowledging that.
Because I've acknowledged what you've said, but I don't agree with it.
For me, if the conversation is just not going to plan, bro, just leave it there and then. Mm. My chest is to you. I can tell you I've said all kinds, but I'm never running.
I think it depends because remember, we have to remember. Like,
have you ever said to a girl, like, listen, I'm not interested like that?
No, but that's what you have to remember as well. Because we're not interested doesn't mean this girl's not cool.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
If she's cool, bro, we can continue.
So that's why I don't really blank as such. Because,
if she's harassing you, bro, she's gone beyond being cool. You know when it gets to a point. If we're talking harassing and she's running you down, she's crossing the line. You know what you're like?
Yeah, but I'm a big man. Man can't be harassed by a babes, bro.
Exactly, because we blanked him.
I just
told a girl I'm not interested.
Sometimes you gotta tell them that you got a girl.
So you are not answering my question. No, I had to.
Because that's what.
That's how you block it.
That's what.
Yes.
I've heard.
I'm married with two kids.
I've heard a man say they got a mortgage and a wife.
They got time.
And a Mondeo.
So no one here has actively told a girl, listen, I am not interested.
This is what I'm saying.
This is what I'm saying.
This is what I'm saying.
This is what I'm saying. That will
hurt a girl differently. You're going to
leave the door ajar.
Nah, man.
Wait, James, have you?
I'm not interested. I don't really.
No, stop lying to
me. Nah, man. I'm not really.
Man
telling bare chicks he's not available. It's kind of hard, man. You know when you tell her you're seeing someone, you know it's not a lie. You know mean someone sitting right there, like, I can see someone.
If a girl likes you, she don't care if you see someone. Mm-hmm. If it goes like that some much, girl, yeah, you can say to a girl, I'm not seeing someone.
Yeah, she'd be like, yeah, what? She can't take you on a date now.
And
you know why?
No, don't just blank it.
Marv is right. And the thing is with chicks, yeah, when chicks want you, they'll overlook certain things. So if you have a girl, yeah, certain chicks will pam you while you have a girl. She gets a man now, she don't want pam no more. You don't get that cheating. Nah.
Keep it energy,
you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You're pamming me, it was okay, and I had a girl, you know what I mean? Now I want to pam, all of a sudden it's wrong. Yeah. Nah.
Double standards is wrong.
Like,
man.
I won't DM him and tell babes, come out.
Come to you as a man.
Tell her, boy, across the corner.
Hey, would you ever come to a guy as a man?
Bro, I will never forget. My brethren's going to listen to this. And he's gonna confirm this when it happens. One Donnie DM'd him, so he was troubling this chick, innit? The chick's boyfriend's DM'd him. You know what, man, DM'd him. No, you know what I mean? Sorry to bother you or whatever, but do you know where she is? Man, like, I can't get through to her. Do you know where she is? His girlfriend.
Mental.
Man's not calling, you know what I mean?
Swear.
The man over the thing.
That's outrageous.
Let me tell you who the chick is as well. You all know her. This is fucking funny.
Man
said what?
Man said, yo, where's my babes? Hey, yo, big man, where's my babes?
That is mental.
Oh, please, bro.
Man said, you know where my girl is, you know?
So you, man, might actually know who the boyfriend is.
You know the thing is, my man's like,
you know who
it is. I know your girl.
Yeah.
I'm hurting for him.
Oh, you see? I swear, if I die.
No, you don't know who he is.
No, I know the girl.
If I die. Oh, my days.
No, you don't know him.
Oh,
you
my
know, but
days.
He knows him. And so he's hit man up like, you know.
See, you know, the thing is with me, yeah, I don't
what?
Mind. I don't mind the whole, well, I do, but I don't mind the whole cheating thing. I don't mind if you want to do whatever, cool. But it's when you make your partner look like a mug. That's
he made himself look like a mug. I hear that. But man's DMing, man's like, where is he?
No, I hear that. But you know the ones where like, man will be erased and like,
hi, Marvin, do you know where my girl is?
Man's tucking my man's babes. And man was in a rave skanking to Drake, yeah? And man, look at my man's beating your tics. Oh,
no, you're not taking this in, Marvin. A man's messaging you, Marvin, to ask if you've heard from his babes today.
Yeah, that's a...
I know you guys are fucking. Have you heard from her? I can't find her.
No, that brother there, he's lost it, bro. He don't know what to do. Don't worry about. Man, yeah.
Basically, what man's saying is she with you right now?
But what I'm saying is this: when for me personally, yeah, if you're cheating, please conceal what you're doing. So I don't want to like if I'm for example, if I'm cheating with a girl, like I don't want you to be posting your boyfriend on your Insta and doing stuff like that. Like, try and hide him from me, so I don't know.
So now
you're
to regulate their relationship.
You as the person she's cheating.
I'm trying to regulate, but I'm trying to say
you gotta hold your
ground. No. Hide your man. Listen.
That's the reason why it's convenient. No, hold your corner, bro.
You're missing my point. I'm not saying I'm not holding my corner because
don't follow her. Then
I don't care. You're moving mad. I'm not about following her. What I'm saying is this, isn't it? It's for me. It's like. I'm just
she can't come lux with her man.
No, I'm just flipping the reversal, isn't it? It's that kind of like, imagine you're the dude and like she's posting on the gram like, my babe, blah, blah. And these times you're tickling ribs on the weekend.
I don't care.
Obviously, I don't care. But if you were the dude, would you care?
Oh, if I was the boyfriend.
That's what I'm saying.
So now you care about Donnie's feelings.
I'm a humanitarian, bro. Like, for me, like.
Man's in man's missus's cheeks. Man's talking about, come on, babe, don't post it.
Would you be?
Yes.
No, wait.
Yes, chill.
I don't know what to.
Would you have sex with the girl who has a boyfriend in their bed?
Come on, man. The kitchen, whatever, bro. I don't give a fuck, bro. The landing, the stairs.
On the plate.
So you sleep in their bed?
Why not?
I'm just asking.
Why not? I don't get it.
No, I'm asking you. Only you if you
I
care.
I would camp in the bed, but I wouldn't sleep there. Like, I'm not comfortable. For man to come back.
I will pass out on that bed, bro.
For man to come back.
What a young snore, bro.
What, you not in having things that got boyfriends?
No, have you?
Man, be mad over there, man. All right, what's going on here, bro?
Hey, David.
What's going on here?
But that's my thing. I just feel like, I don't care, but I just think it's cheeky when you have a partner. If you're going to cheat, is one thing. But if you're going to cheat and then still put their partner out there, not even so try to conceal it from that person.
Yeah, but these standards that you're throwing out, I don't think you'd adhere to them, though.
Would
you
motherfuckers are cheating.
Would you drop the girl back to her boyfriend's yard?
What do you mean?
She said, "Mom, can you just drop me up the road, please?"
What's going on here?
I'm asking you a question.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm in the line of fire, though.
What do you mean in the line? You're in the line of fire. You're in the pumps, bro.
Yeah, but is man watching?
You're not watching on the gram.
You're missing a point about the gram.
Can she post a picture on their anniversary?
Look, you can do what you want, love.
So,
but what I'm saying to you is, it's distasteful for you to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Because of a P.
Projecting.
No, parading your man.
Like this happy
or your woman on the gram and you're cheating because what you're doing is you're making that person an obvious laughing stock. You're mugging them anyway. But you're making them an obvious laughing.
But the whole point of cheating, I heard,
is to nut.
Yeah.
Not to facilitate banter.
No, but also because you still want to be in that relationship. This is a side thing.
That's my point. But
yeah, but you still got to act like if you're in a relationship.
Marv says, "Wheel your relationship back."
How? You still got to act like you're in a relationship.
You're moving. What I'm saying is, there should be no.
It depends why she's cheating, though. If she's cheating because she's trying to get out as a means of an out. Bro, that's different.
There's no right reason for cheating.
There is a right reason. If a girl's cheating on you because she wants to be with you and she can't leave her relationship, she wants you to basically be her knight in shining armor.
Are you crazy?
No, I'm just saying.
So you cheated on my man and I'm going to take you because...
I'm doing that.
That's crazy, bro. Like, you've cheated over there. So let me get this straight.
No, but wait. So that man that having affairs. Wait, that man that married.
I'm in a job, yeah? I do food at work. I speak to another company. So you get employed, and they know that I've defrauded the other company, but yet they're going to employ me bring the fruit to this workplace.
Yeah, but then they're married, bro. And they have like a concubine, or whatever. And
what is the biblical term? Who is the king David?
Henry VIII.
Man's a young Solomon, you know. What? Where's Goliath? concubine. What? Nah, I tell you, don't be mad.
They have a sighting, yeah.
I will dance.
They're having an affair.
Like David Dan.
They're having an affair. And all of a sudden, they want to marry the woman they're having an affair with.
Do we have a revolution? Ooh, ooh.
I said, GP, are you with me? Oh, yeah.
A little skank in there. It's a rhythm still, but nah, concubine, what's coming? What's going on?
Did one of the Mary ones bust shots at her husband?
I think he was cheating on her. Yeah, I think.
She let the thing spray, bro. That's why she wanted the shackles off, bro.
One of them was buff, though. I remember
that's why she wanted the shackles off, bro, so she could let it sing.
That was a tune, though. Take the shackles off my feet.
So I can spray.
That's a spray.
I want to dance. Oh, praise him. I can't remember.
So what are you saying? What would you do?
Of what?
I'm just saying, like, if you was, like, with a, in a relationship and then you wanted... That's a man trying to FaceTime me, blood.
What, dude?
Yeah.
Bro, mental.
That's my little brother. What do you want? Let me phone you back. I'm in the studio.
Hey, look, man, talk on the mic, man. What's wrong saying, though? Wait.
Who you with?
Hola?
Who you with?
I'm in my room.
So why are you texting me saying it's Renner?
It auto-corrected. I tried to write something, but auto-corrected.
What are you doing?
Man's hella well-spoken, though. What am I done?
Oh, playing Fortnite?
You definitely didn't go to school with the tracksuits.
What are you doing?
Playing Black Ops 4.
Playing Call of Duty?
Black Ops. Yeah.
Look at him, I was in the room in the dark, you know, just playing PS4.
How old is he?
How old are you again?
Nah, bro.
Oh, low, blood.
Nine, he's nine, man.
Yo, the jazz guy, you know. How old are you again?
Wait, you don't know my age?
I do.
You don't know your age, that's your brother, you know.
Allow me,
that's
man.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Ask for some girls.
I'll call you back later, yeah? All right, bro. Where'd you get a phone from?
I'd love a little brother, and I'll beat him up, bro. None of the ones.
You got to, bro.
Yeah, it's true.
I was watching a video on social.
No, you got to, bro.
My little brother, there were times where I think that's when I realized we were really different. So when I first met my brother, it was, you know, you get used to someone. So I've grown up in a very different environment to him. Mm. So I grew up around a lot of guys and stuff like that. So getting beat up it's just regular. I mean, you punch each other up, or it's just one of those ones where it's just bare weight with shit. Mm. But with him, he grew up around my mom, my sister. So it's a totally different environment. They didn't have any of that. So when I've kind of met him and we've started to get along, I was like, why is he always moaning and stuff like that? But you know what I mean? You kind of have to take in the environment that he lives in and so on and so on. You don't have to deal with, you know what I mean, certain things. He used to pee on the floor, bro. And when he used to pee on the floor, bro, he used to miss the toilet. He used to bare piss on the floor. Yeah. Bro, you know what I mean? I used to slip on his piss and shit. One time the piss stopped, fam. I was happy and I was like, finally, this nigga has finally found, you know what I mean, the toilet properly. Big man, one time I walked in on man wiping the thingy, cleaning the floor with my towel. You know, you're like, no, you know? Fucking way. No. That's where the piss went, fam. You know, you have to think to yourself, so how long have you been doing this? Blood, it was about your brother's age as well, 9 at the time, bro. I'm thinking, fuck. You know, and I'm thinking, so now I need to figure out how long you've been doing this. And you're thinking, I've been wiping my face with that. And man was wiping the floor with my face towel, blood. And for him, you know when a man's looking at you like, it's a towel.
No one get hella spots.
Blood.
Didn't even realise.
The Australian sun, bro. You sweat out everything. So, you know, that was saving me. If it was over here, fam, I would have looked like, what's his name? Harvey. What's his name from Batman when he burns off half his face?
Harvey Dent.
Harvey Dent. Look like Harvey Dent, bro. Because you know when you walk in on man, bro, and you're like, no way. Like, this is not it.
Bruv, you know America, there's so much money in America. Like, if when you just watch the adverts here, bruv, it's mad. Do you have cancer? Were you in the area, blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, and this time, always trying to make
there's
peas,
a 7.2 billion pot for people with, I'm like, what? Bruv, there's bare adverts like that. They're like, if you stayed in this area or you've got this, there's this 1 billion pot, 1 trillion pot. I'm like, bruv, do you know how much money there is in America, bruv? It's nuts that you don't get them adverts over.
Half your piece goes to legal fees anyway.
What, when you...
All of that stuff there, that you start claiming in that.
The majority of the P goes to legal fees anyway. That's how they made their money.
There's one advert. There's one advert as well recorded over there, and you might need to hear it, bruv. You know that when you watch Family Guy, yeah, and they do that thing where they'll have an advert and then they have the terms and conditions after the advert, and you're thinking this ain't real. Like, bro, that shit's real in America. There's one flu jab. No, jab for your bones. The side effects are new. One of the side effects was you can get a broken hip in two places. I said, hold on. So I'm taking an injection to protect my bones twice a year, but it could end up with me getting a broken hip in two places. Bro, I recorded the advert, bruv. It's nuts, bruv. Let me try and find it for you. Where is it?
Cat Williams has a joke about that. He goes, the side effects is what I came to you for in the first place. Let me know sense.
Yeah, it's the same as me, bro. When they were giving me, when I went and, you know, kind of having a conversation with the doctor about being depressed, and then they, you know, prescribe you meds and you're reading the side effects and there's suicidal thoughts. And I was like, my nigga, I already have those. You know, you're thinking, what the fuck is going
on? But the only good thing of America is that all the drugs, they tell you the side effects.
Over here, they don't.
With the UK, they don't. Like, the doctor will prescribe you drugs, but if you read the thing, you read it. If you don't, you won't know. Whereas in America, they kind of tell you straight away. Yeah. So it's kind of like, if a catch 22 is like, all right, it's better for you to tell me, but it's nuts that you're even trying to sell me this shit when you know it does all this. But over here, they'll just give it to you. And you don't know the side effects. It's mad, bruv. But how can they give a drug to someone for depression that can cause suicidal thoughts? Ain't that like a catch 22? Like, what's kind of...
That's what we're saying. It's a catch 22.
And you're thinking, no. Yeah, bro, the mad weight gain as well with some of the drugs as well. And for some of them, you know where they've...
Just hit that and go gym, bro.
Hypersalivation, where they have...
white stuff on the side of
your... There's white stuff on the side of your mouth.
What's the white round your lip?
I said the white, huh?
No, what is that?
Hypersalivation. So when you salivate...
I thought it was call it quass, or what they call it? Quass.
So you just call it like the East quass? Yeah. That's nasty. You know, someone's talking, you see it, you're just like...
Yeah, man, it's nasty.
The worst one when you're talking to someone and then you go home and you see like either like a bogey in your nose
or you're like, oh, no, because
no one even I was chatting to this girl like for time.
I've got a question to ask you. I saw it from a movie, yeah, before you find that advert. If you was walking down the road and you heard someone say, help me,
I'm gone again, not in sight.
If you're what?
Gone as in away or gone?
I'm
to help.
Running, bruv.
If you hear
someone saying, help me,
I think it depends on where it is.
So if you're walking down this road down now, yeah. And you hear someone say, help me. You're cutting.
No, it depends on where it is, though.
Why if you hear someone say, there's a fire?
What do you mean, help me, there's a fire?
No, just someone just say, oh, there's a fire.
Yeah, I'll get on my phone. I'll run towards the fire.
You can't see it. Would you go towards the fire?
No.
I'll dial 999 and I'll go towards what it is.
But if you hear someone say, help me, you're running away.
No, it depends on where it is. If it's like an alleyway, like, and it's dark, I'm not going there. But if it's like somewhere like a road and I can hear someone... Or by a station, I'd run there and see what's going on. If someone's getting attacked, I'll try and.
I was watching a movie and the guy said that. Sounds mad. The guy said something about girls who have been raped, they go to like a rape prevention course or something like that, yeah? And he goes, they teach them to say, there's a fire. If they feel like they're about to be raped, they teach them to say, there's a fire, help me.
Yeah.
Because when people hear help me, they tend to run away from. Wherever the sound's coming from. But if they hear there's a fire, for some reason, human instinct tells you to run to where the fire is. So obviously you get there and you find out it's someone, obviously, whether you're going to help or not is up to you. But
what did you say is a fire, help me?
Don't say the word help. Whenever people hear help, they choose to do the opposite, is what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
And I heard that, I was like, raw, that's actually mad. And then in a random conversation, I asked people, raw, so if someone said help me, everyone's like, I'm taking off. I'm like, but you don't even know what the trouble is.
I think it depends on where it is for me, innit? If it's like an alleyway, then I can't do nothing. I'm not, because I can't, I can't be getting finished as well. How does that work?
That's a mad thing, though. Man pull your long johns down.
You're cheeks dumb, size. You're an idiot, bro. What's wrong with the man, bro? Are you well? Man said long johns. You're taking the piss, blood.
Chicks are funny. Have you ever read a tweet and thought to yourself, you motherfucking liar?
Well, bad people just lying for fucking you, man.
You know when you know someone, bro, and you start doing calculations. I'm like, no, man, that thinking you are all them years there. You ain't no relationship.
She might be. She might be hiding it. She want a good one.
Nope. Clem, click the picture and see who it is.
I'm trying to find the advert.
Yeah, man, I can't find it, bro.
Oh, you don't know who it is. You're one of the lucky ones.
Lucky ones, bro.
You're one of
the lucky ones. You blocked her.
I said he ain't got time.
Wait, what? Nah, boy. I don't know that one still.
I'll show you. I'll tell you later. You would remember who it is, trust me.
Oh, okay.
Been about from way back, you know who that is. Look. A liar, liar, liar.
Oh, yeah, I got something to read, yeah? I don't know if I should read it or wait for, just going to find the video.
No, crack on. I can't find this thing, man. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Have you done the attachment types test?
You seen this?
Yeah, I've already zoomed in on the watch. In the group, I already zoomed in. That can't turn on again, bro.
Attachment types. Did you do the test days? Attachment types.
What's that? No, you might need to send me that.
What's attachment types? What's that?
It talks about, you know what I mean, how you are in relationships, basically based on, you know, how you're raising your relationship with your parents and so on and so on. So there's, you know, different ones. So there's secure. If you're sick, that's your attachment type and kind of a relationship, you're secure, anxious, preoccupied, dismissive, or fearful, avoidant. So it kind of looks into, you know what I mean? Are you afraid of commitment?
Is that the other thing we done that time?
The one I did.
That's similar to that, but like a different version, basically.
Yeah, but this one, yeah, it looks into kind of, basically in psychology, the theory of attachment can be applied to adult relationships, including friendships, emotional affairs, adult romantic, blah, blah, blah. There's four main styles of attachment: secure, anxious, preoccupied, dismissive, avoidant, fearful, dismissive, avoidant, and fearful, avoidant. So when you kind of look into it, it can show you, like, if you do some of the tests, it can tell you how you are in a relationship based on, you know what I mean? It asks you, I think, about 50 questions, essentially. Mm-hmm. And then it will tell you how you are in a relationship. Are you kind of insecure? Are you afraid of commitment? And so on and so on and so on.
That's what I was doing. David, have you seen this?
Have you seen this picture, Joe?
Nah.
Look,
that's
at
not him.
That's him, man.
That's him, isn't
look it? At the placement of the kicks in the grass.
What? That's got the loop embedded.
I like it. Toes out everything.
Look away, one loop, guys. Another loop. I'm tired of this guy, bro.
We're tired of you,
Gerald. I hope you're listening. I'm tired of you, bro.
Shoes with no socks. Is that a shoe?
He does that really well. Yeah.
He does that all the time.
It's the lube trainers.
Then he comes to the crib.
He wears them with no
socks.
Man comes to the crib, man.
My man's on a hill on grass, blood.
Primrose Hill, you know.
Man's taking the lubes off.
Placed them one by his head and one over.
Come on. And the thing is, you know, the trainers, why are they so far apart?
Yeah, so you can see them both.
I'm tired of them.
I'm tired of this.
So it looks like they're there by accident. Outfit?
Double denim again. He loves the double denim, you know, with no cuff, look.
Gerald is a top, bro.
No, the one with the praying hands was the best one.
In the Vatican.
Bro, I was like, because I was like, the cameraman had to be sleep lying on the floor, you know?
Runs in the cameras on the floor.
The cameraman had to be the echo because. Mental.
Hey, have you not seen this one?
I'm sick of Joe still.
The girl that tweeted, "You're the most independent woman I've ever met."
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. And then the response.
She's basically saying that it's. I'm really, basically it's a guy saying, "I'm really bummed. I can't find any way to control or manipulate you because you know who you are and what you won't tolerate."
Okay. That's all my response is. Okay, babes. See, right.
The only problem with society nowadays is that a lot of the time, the men that talk don't talk from a place of, what's the word I'm looking for? Of truth. A lot of the men talk from a place where they're trying to get brownie points with women. They just chat shit. Like, what are you talking about, bruv? What are you on about?
What's the girl that tweeted, by the way?
Oh, same.
I hear what you're saying.
But there's one dude, though, that even, like, I forgot his name, man, and he was chatting, and he was like, I have conversations with my brethren, and where we talk about how we want our daughter's hair to look.
Oh, yeah, my man, that was...
Ain't no there. One ever... Bruv, ain't no dude... ever had a conversation with another dude and say, "Brother, I want a daughter because I want her to have that good hair." Bruv, brothers want boys, bruv. Man want to kick ball with his son on a Sunday, bruv. I want you to be a footballer. Or, do you know what I mean? Like, you want a little boy. Like, and even if you did want a little girl, you're not talking about, "I want a girl to be, my daughter to be fair skin, you know, I have nice hair." Like, That's what girls do.
He was waffling. He was definitely.
Bruv, girls
would be someone to pass that toxic masculinity. Go pass the torch.
Take it. That, bruv, the funny thing is, that's what women do. Like, I want that guy. Yeah, yeah. Got green eyes. Imagine what our kids look like. Or I want good hair for my kids. Ain't no brother saying, come on, man. If the youth's hair's tough, boy, but I take it to the barbers and just hope that it's all right. Still put some Dax in that, bro. Red tin.
You get me? Texturizer, yeah?
Did you see this one where the woman posted a picture of her son?
Oh, that one was, yeah.
That was fucking hilarious.
Bro, when I read that, because I was like, all right. And it just goes hella left. Right,
where it left, bro. So she basically posted saying, I'm thankful for Weston today. My Weston was just the best baby, easy, cuddly, hard toddler, always on the move. Slow to talk, which led to lots of crying, but he's the most helpful and sweet-hearted little boys. He's quiet except when he's not, overflowing, unique personality. He hates the car and he's a complete homebody. He loves art, sports. He's quick with a joke. He loves organizing, quality time. One day he says he's going to be the best daddy to 100 babies, blah, 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 blah. Then it went left. Then she goes, guys, I'm going to be perfectly honest. Instagram has never liked my baby and it kills me inside. His photos never get many likes, never get comments, and from a statistical point of view, he wasn't as popular as everyone else out there. Maybe part of that was the pictures just never hit the algorithm right. Part of that might be because he was the baby for a very short time, long before her other three kids came about. And obviously, people like babies. I say that because I want to believe it's not him, that it was on me. My insufficiency caused this statistical deficit because, obviously, my munchkin should get all the love, and squinty eyes are adorable, right? I truly know that my munchkin deserves all the likes, whether or not a stranger gives it to him. So on his 6th birthday, I'm thankful that I know that no matter what other people think of me and my kids, my marriage, my life, my house, or my everything, that they could be a million times better in real life than any tiny picture could. Babes, what are you talking about?
You know, you're like, okay.
There's a PS, you know.
Bruh.
There's a PS.
Bear Wes.
P.S. I want to clarify that I reveal this feeling because I know one day he's going to see the numbers and have to learn that his value is not online approval.
Basically, she's saying statistically, her youth don't perform like the other youths on the gram. So, like, statistically, my other kids do better on the gram.
She posted this on his birthday.
She's low.
Marvin, imagine your margin.
He turned she's 6 low, or something, but he's got 3 other kids.
She's like, all her other kids are performing well on the ground.
Because they're babies.
But he's not doing very well.
Who cares? Who cares about all that stuff?
Bro.
But imagine, Marv, you're looking at your family pictures, you're going through the family book. You only got 200 likes on that one. But your brother, he got 4,000. You know what I mean? You know, imagine you're sitting there, that's what we're comparing now.
But do you know what's mad? Some, if you don't be fooled, some parents are like that. There's some girls who have 2 kids and you only see one on the gram.
Because
that one looks better. That one's universally better on the gram. Don't be fooled, you know. Like, as much as this post might be funny, people do it.
That's mad.
The one thing I don't understand is when you're dressing your youth in Gucci and that, the youth's like, yo, I just want to wear Uniqlo or H&M. Loud,
man.
I want to
slap the baby.
Man ain't trying to drip, man.
Bro, slapping the baby in Goyard, bro. Like, other babies don't even know what that is.
Like, got the baby in Jordans and the baby
wants to dress up like a banana, bro. You know, like, the baby wants to dress up like a banana, bro. Like, literally, bro. Your youth wants to wear his shoes the wrong way around.
You got the youth dressing up like Fredo. Low him, man. No,
bro, pick up my guys in the can.
What you like, your man?
You trying to dress up like Batman, you know? Come on, man.
Bro, I'm like, telling you.
The funny thing with the Gucci thing is that they're going to outgrow that within like
2 weeks.
Yeah, man. Like, and you'll spend like so how much on the thing? Like 4 bills.
Well, it's for the gram.
So that they can post up baby drip.
I like
the caption.
Drip or drown.
That goes back to...
You can't even read, bro. Like, bro.
There was a thing in schools where they're banning expensive coats in the school.
I don't agree with that.
I saw that.
I don't agree with that.
Like Moncler.
Because I've worked hard to put my kid inside. And
but my thing, outside, let's go outside of that. For me, I feel like as a parent, you know what I mean? Your job is to show and teach your kids that there are people out there with more than us. Because when your kid steps out in the real world, because what happens after school? Because if you know what I mean, sheltered your kid and whatever, what happens after school? Because there's always going to be someone with more. So as a parent, you're supposed to instill in your children that there's always someone that has more than us. And for me, that's how it was. I went to private school in Zimbabwe, but not because we were rich. So literally, I'm around other rich kids. Like, when I'm talking about rich, where they're well off, but we're not like that. So I don't come from a home like that. So my parents, you know, they had to instill in me that, listen, wherever you go, there's going to be people that are different. There's going to be people that have more than you.
It just builds character, bro.
100%. Because that's life.
Because in school, like, I saw kids with more. I saw kids with less.
And you knew that you could have more.
And I just knew. Like,
it showed you the different stages of life.
What I think is, I think that nowadays we're just very, very lazy. Because even when I did Daddy Goes to School Day a couple of weeks ago, and the reason I didn't want to talk about it, because I don't know whose parents or whose child goes to the same school, innit? But one thing I noticed is there's one dad, he had the app on his phone.
Richard.
That the teacher could send a notification to him that his child has arrived to school. And man, I was like, "Raw, we never had that in school. My mama just had to hope I made it to school and hope I make it back home. We even have phones." Do you know what I'm trying to say? When I was in year six, year seven, she just had to wish, okay, cool, I'm back at 3:30. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Nowadays, the teacher can text you, your child's gone to lesson. Your child's lesson two, your child's lesson three, your child's in break. Do you know what I mean? They can do that now.
That's mad, boy. Yeah. That's long.
It's long, but obviously some parents are extra. They want to know where their child is, innit?
But is that, they're at school. You dropped him off this morning, bro. What the fuck? What are you talking about,
you see them kids there?
So I walk through the gate, bro.
You see them kids there that have been in these schools where there's no, design and this. When they go union, them international Chinese students roll up, bro, in Montclair from head to toe. You okay to be this? When they roll up with Fort Bus down roadies on intellectual, bro. You're going to be finished.
I remember we never had Instagram when we grew up as well.
Yeah.
So we didn't know what was. We only had our community.
I think this is why parents need to double down now. You're not supposed to be hiding your kids from this. There's no running away from all of these things happening. So if you think hiding your kids away from this is the answer, you are screwed, because your kids are going to get to a point where you can't hide it anymore. Then they're going to want it. That's when people's kids start doing a mad thing for these things, because they haven't been taught that, you know, you get your own things in your own time.
But the thing is, you can still, these kids are still seeing shit on TV though. They're still seeing other
everywhere.
People with stuff with nice clothes. Like, so what, all the other kids in school got swag jackets, and then what? They see what? They don't see what they want online. For Christmas, what are they going to ask for? The swag jacket. Yeah, but I want that swag jacket Neil had in yellow class.
But no, I guess what different is people, because for me, just like you said, stuff like that made me want more in life. It kind of showed me that there's more to be achieved, essentially. And that's literally why I've worked so hard to, you know, put me in a different level, my family and so on and so on. And that's just how it goes.
The only good thing about schools now and stuff is the safety, like, as in, like, most schools have, like, the gates and, like, doors, and you just can't get in at any time, and like whatever. Whereas back in the day, fam,
you could just walk in.
What?
Anyone could walk in.
You could just walk into any school back in the day,
get
bruv.
Dipped and man's out.
Bruv.
Like, nah, but my school was different, because because of where the school was and stuff like that, it was kind of high tech. Where if you didn't have.
Nah,
like,
bro. My school, you could have bopped and just jumped over the gate and taken a young kid and duck. And the funny thing is, no one even known it, because by the time break time comes, I mean, finish, you've got like an hour where you could have gone off with a kid and like, no, where's Marcus, please? Anyone see Marcus? Marcus is gone, bruv.
Man said they turned his kidneys into some gloves already.
This guy, bruv.
But no, in my school, it was funny, because we used to jump over the back fence to go off at lunchtime and come back. But me and my brother, we were prefects. So our t-shirts were different colours from everyone else. And we were like the only two black guys there. So it's the two black guys in red t-shirts that jumped over the fence. You know, I'm like, I wonder who it was. You know,
yeah, I remember I used to go to the Blackie Village during lunch sometimes to get something to eat and come back. If you got caught though, you get a letter home, boy. Long, bro. You had to always guess what day it would come.
Like, oh, just yeah, so you can
Tuesday.
I'm doing that now with tickets to my dad's house.
Oh, the worst is when they said they're gonna phone your
parents.
Your parents, and you go home and wait by the phone.
So what's when you walk in and your mum's on the phone or something, thinking, fuck, I'm finished, bruv. The only one's because your mum, when she's on the phone, she'll look at you as you come in. Yes?
And
okay,
she's
yeah, you done what?
Like, my, yeah, you're different you to your, what? Yeah, you said bring those cheeks. Thinking,
fuck, I said bring those cheeks.
I said bring those cheeks. Did your parents ever do the thing with your siblings, bro, or your cousins or whatever, where like, you can pick the, you know, where they, you pick the weapon for the other one?
The weapon.
My mum always told me to choose the one I'm using on, that she's using on me.
No, stick was the main wooden spoon.
So I'll pick the smallest wooden spoon.
You pick one for your brother, your brother picks
some thin bamboo.
So the man's a pagan, bro. He's like that one.
The McDonald's balloon, the thingy, the plastic thingy.
When you go through there with it,
my dad used to. The worst thing my dad's hit me with.
That's bad.
Is a snooker cue.
Nah, the worst one with that was the one for
the blinds.
Nah, the curtains.
Yeah,
what? Ooh, that was, you couldn't, bruv, you duck it here, the thing's hitting you, it's wrapping around you, wrapping around your body like Mr. Fantastic, bro. It hit you three times, bro. It hit you three times.
It's around the crib.
You hear, here. That's all you hear, like.
Oh, running around, that, was like frozen blood.
That was a mad. When that one came, you pull it and you take it out of the curtain.
I didn't get all of that, man.
Snooker cue.
Yeah, you're
not watching too much. So what's it called again? Snatch.
You're dead, bro. You're lucky.
What's it? Three? What's it? Two guns and three smoking
barrels.
Yeah.
And two smoking barrels.
Lots of you're lucky your dad barrels. Cut out Taser because the next step is putting the pool balls in a sock.
You're lying.
Like that's in prison.
You fucked up, Taser. They'll do this to you, son.
Oh,
I got arrested for something and I came home. Oh. Bruv. Man threw the basmati rice at me, 20 kg. That's all I saw.
That's all I saw
on entry. I bust open the door. All I saw the bag of rice flying out.
Hella calm, boy.
Nah, my dad's sick.
We got round up, right?
I was
14 as well.
We got round up, but Taylor's on this live show, another date.
Yeah.
It's one of that.
I'm excited, isn't it? I'm excited.
I told him I'm okay with whatever you
I like. I literally said 3 dates.
Bring back Keith, yeah. Keith, you ain't even got to ask Keith. It doesn't matter.
Taylor will tell you. I told Taylor he can speak about it.
Anything to do with money, yeah? Don't even ask Keith. You can say it's alright with me, whatever.
Let's do a live show on the moon. How are we getting there? Cool.
Keep it
cool.
Ask how we getting there. What cool. Date? Yeah, I'm on it still.
I'm okay with that.
you know this is gonna make pee. That's I'm not gonna. Juice. I'm not gonna do something that's not gonna make man pee in it. But yeah. So basically, we announced the first live show December 16th, and tickets flew. A lot of you people seem to think we're joking when we say it's sold out. I've had bare messages from people. Marv's had messages. Keith, even some of my other brethren who ain't even part of the podcast. I've got messages. So. Obviously, we've come together and decided to do another one. Smaller capacity, just, I think it's like 50 smaller, but still going to be a...
When I say smaller capacity, man doing the same number, bro.
Yo, man's going to wrap it up anyway. All right, cool. Say that.
Your health will save you.
Forget I said that. But it's going to be a different venue. It's going to be in Camden.
It's going to look like a train station in Mumbai, bro.
Tickets are going to be out.
What about the...
Tickets should be out Sunday. By 12 PM.
So if you haven't got it, get it.
Sunday or Friday? Just drop it when the episode drops. Or
no, Sunday, man.
Okay, Sunday.
Could give everyone a chance. In the
yeah. Time. Okay, cool. So episode drops on Friday. Tickets will drop on Sunday. Anyone who I've messaged, I'm going to message you all on Friday. So if when this episode drops, if you want to DM me to remind you on Sunday, DM me, DM Marv, DM Keith, whatever.
I'm not going to reply, bro.
And I'll listen, reply because I'm trying to get
it's coming out on midday out. On Sunday, isn't it? So listen,
get
to
your
the
tickets. There's another.
Just tweet it as well. Tweet it. Tickets come out midday. Yeah. Tell everyone, innit? From now on,
it's going to be put in
your story. Like, yeah. Put in your story. New date show tickets will be out midday Sunday. Follow. Free shots.
Boom, boom, boom.
Underscore yeah, and whatever.
It's going to be. Yeah. Message, it's going to be the fives. The what?
The P.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
No, leave it, bro. I told Taser, bro. I told man I'm moving house, bro. I'm doing and summer's parties and all sorts of bro. I told you, man.
I told you, man,
if you see me post a mad thing on my story, mind your business. Man's working, guys. Chocolate City next.
Would you do adult works?
Huh?
Would you do adult works?
Huh? Man, move like I'm gonna be on OnlyFans next. Man, don't need to pee that much. No,
Keith, chocolate.
I won't move in with you, man.
Can you explain to Brent what Adult Works is, please?
Adult Works is basically a website you can go on to order.
Sell your cheeks, Brent.
Yeah, basically.
You can sell your cheeks on them.
You can deliver.
Or if you want, you can sell pictures of your cheeks. You know,
you can deliver your cheeks, bro. Young Uber Eats, fam.
They'll be on that call.
Yeah.
West Indian heartthrob and that. They'll put that in their costumes.
What's their ball sack?
Butterfish. Butterfish on Arda.
69.
You know what I mean? But anyway, yeah, we're gone. Don't forget Luck Sundays on Sundays. OSS on Sundays. Taser's group, we've got a Faded coming up.
Yeah, Faded on Friday.
Oh, the
party.
25th, innit?
No, this Friday.
This is boxing, the after party.
Yeah, so basically we've got Refresh this Friday, free party, send your names. So when this episode drops, if you want to party tonight, send me your names, I'll add you.
Then there's This Is Boxing at York Hall on Sunday, and then Faded After Party at the Curtain after the boxing event. What else have I got? And then I got a brunch next Saturday, December the 1st. Faded presents Bad Brunch at the Red Rooster, which is in the Curtain Hotel as well.
Oh, we got thingy as well. Lux, we're going to do this Saturday thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
What, 20,
yeah.
What, 22nd?
22nd, yeah. I think that's what we decided.
Or Christmas
yeah,
special.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing a Lux party Christmas
I've
special.
I got Faded that day as well.
It might be going to be a tracksuit party as well. So, like, we're...
For anyone in that live
yeah,
performance.
Yeah, I'm going to do that on the thing, on the instrumental for the flyer. But yeah, tracksuit party, 22nd of...
December.
Can I get in the Umbro tracksuit?
Bro,
if you're paying, you come in, you know what I mean, whatever you like.
Anyway, all right, we're going again.
Going again.
Not inside.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.